on the wife. Amen. I'm on the man. Amen. 36 years this month. Amen. Thank God. God's good, ain't he? Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Y'all see this duck?
I'm going to set this duck right here. For y'all see it? I've not lost my mind. I don't have no phobias. What do they call them? Bipolar or all them other things that we never heard of when we was kids. Amen. You acted that way, so he's nuts. He's nuts. It's nuts. It's nuts. Amen. If he was a rebel, they'd say he's wicked. That's what he is. And they beat you until you submitted. Amen. That's right. Well, I don't know why I said that, but we'll see what the Lord do. I feel honored that I get to be here. I've been over Brother Ferguson's there yesterday, Popular Run, and trying to fix what Brother Pelkey and them other preachers did over there. Amen. Amen. They was all about to quit till I got there. Amen. Then, anyway, so much for all that. A very familiar portion of Scripture here in Matthew chapter 7, in verse 21. For time's sake, I won't read all the verses I normally do. Verse 21 said, "Not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon the rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not should be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. The rains descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." In verse chapter 13, I want to read verse 2 here, and I hope this, I was hesitant about this, but I hope it's fitting for the service. I trust most everybody here profess to be saved, and so that's the reason I hesitated about it. But it's got a lot of truth in it to help us. Here in Matthew 13, verse 24, it said, "And another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servant of the household came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? And he said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. In the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into the barns." Father, we ask you to help us, or use us today to be a help here in this service. And Lord, we thank you that this dear brother's trusted us and allowed us to stand here in front of these folks. We just appreciate the goodness of God. And now we ask you, the Holy Ghost, to just give us liberty just a few minutes. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I know, you know, this is, some things that I don't fully understand. I know there's different dispensations in the Bible. And I know this is not talking about us not dealing with church discipline, amen. I believe that church discipline, so I'm not ignorant, totally ignorant about all that it means. I don't, New Testament church discipline, when somebody gets out of the will of God and commits open sin and they won't make it right, then they have to be dismissed. from the membership after a process that you go through. I understand some of those things. I'm trying to use this today, just a simple thought. And a good brother gave me the thought, and I've scribbled down some things since then, been thinking about it. This duck here looks real, but it's just a decoy. Amen. And ducks, real ducks sometimes flying over, can't really tell the difference. Yeah. Amen. And you know those tares are sown by the enemy. And Bible said, I think it's in 1 Timothy 3:13, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Yeah. There is a lot of people in the ministry and so-called church work that are deceivers. They know they're just shysters and crooks, but there is some folks that's in our church that not trying to deceive nobody, but they've been deceived. Amen. They really think. I'll use my wife here this afternoon. My wife was as good a woman as a man could ever meet. I listened to a big name Baptist preacher on television years ago, preaching the truth and could have gotten saved, but she went and prayed a prayer. He told her to pray. I got on her knees, said a verse, prayed a prayer, and then went to church and followed the Lord in believer's baptism, a Baptist church, and really was not trying to deceive nobody, fool nobody. Me, I was a saved man, and I needed a wife. It's not good for a man to be alone. Amen. And I thought she wasn't trying to put up an act, but I thought she was a saved woman, amen, and because really outwardly, and I know a man ought not say this, but outwardly she conducted herself better than I did, amen. She don't have a temper that blows up. I struggle with one. Amen, and if I didn't have to drive so much, it wouldn't be so bad. Isn't that right? Amen. If I had my way, do away with speed limits, no insurance. No insurance, no speed limit, no driver's license, and everybody drives at their own risk, the best man wins. But you can't do that. Amen. Because it grieves the Holy Ghost when you do that. Amen. I thought she's saved, and I know I needed a wife. And next to getting saved, the greatest thing that happened to me is marrying this woman. But I remember where I was at. Where she's at was at Gallahall Road. Tim Ramey's dad. Amen. Was at his church. Me and another preacher preaching a revival many years ago when I tried to pastor a church. And the Holy Ghost told my wife in that service she didn't have what I had. Amen. And she worked at the time on public work. She'd get in her car in the morning going to work. Oh, let's roll off, be on our singing and preaching. And she'd get to weeping, and the Holy Ghost say, you don't have what he has. Amen. For 2 years, my wife wrestled with that. Preachers get up and say, well, you ain't fooling nobody. She said, I wasn't trying to fool nobody. I was really struggling with whether I really saved or was not saved. After 2 years, I'd be asleep at night. My wife would be laying. I'd be sound asleep. She'd be sitting up in bed weeping. We're scared that she's going to hell. Amen. And I went up to the little church I pastored to pray, get away one day. I was there, and I'd gotten finished there, and I'd left. And she came looking for me. It was on a Wednesday. She put on church clothes. As a lost woman, she knew if you go in the house of God, you ought to be dressed right. Hallelujah. I'm not being mean, but she was a lost woman. Amen. She read her Bible. Never give me no kind of static about what I was doing. Went up there looking for me under conviction, but the Lord didn't want me there. All I'd have done is gave her a whole bunch more verses that she already knew. I tried to convince her because of the way she lived and acted that she's saved, but she did not have no peace. And when she got there that day, she bowed on her knees and said, God, if you don't save me today, I'm going to lose my mind. Hey, I'm telling you what, some folks are deceivers, and some folks have simply been deceived. Amen. They're just decoys. Decoy Christians. Amen. I tell you, that word carries with it a guile. It carries with it the word deceit or disguise or a fraud or deception.
Now we think about some of these TV outfits and how they're all crazy, but I tell you what, the Baptist church has got a few of them. Amen. That's right. Amen. One thing about this decoy duck, it looks like a real duck. You can't feed him. He just will not eat no matter what you throw at him. Amen. The Bible said in Acts 20:28, take heed therefore in yourself and all the flock over thee which the Holy Ghost made you overseer to feed the church of God which is purchased with his own blood. I'm telling you, a Baptist preacher, if you saved as newborn babe, we desire the sincere milk of the word that we might grow thereby. If so be we've tasted the Lord is gracious. I got saved 41 years ago, didn't know anything about the Bible, got saved on a Sunday morning, walked in that church with needle tracks in my arm, smell of whiskey and beer on my breath, depressed on my way to hell. The Holy Ghost that day baptized me in the body of Christ, washed my sins away, gave me faith to believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ did all that had to be done to save me. Hey, I got a hunger that morning. I showed back up that night, for I knew it was a sin not to be there. Amen. Didn't know nothing. Just a long-haired hippie would still look the same that night, but I had a hunger down in my heart for what happened to me that morning. I wanted some more. God puts that in. Hey, I'll tell you why some come on Sunday morning. Mad cause you ain't come in at 11. Mad cause you ain't done but 12. They don't come back on Sunday night. They're just decoys. They don't have the real thing, neighbor. You can't feed him. He just won't eat. It don't make no difference what you throw at him. Amen. I'll tell you something else he can't follow. Come on. This is the way you go. He said he's going to give us a comforter. That's the Holy Ghost. Everybody saved got him in them. You can't have him in you and not know it. If you don't know it, he's not there. He said he's going to give us a comforter, guide us the truth. My word is truth. If you know the truth shall make you free. Amen. He guides us through this King James Bible right here. The author of it lives in us. Amen. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, pastor, teacher, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of faith under the knowledge of the Son of God, under a perfect man, under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about, but ever win the doctrine by the sleight of men, by the cunning craft, whereby the lying wait to deceive. There is no apostles today. There is no prophets. That which is perfect is come. 66 books of the Bible. Hey, I don't see through a glass darkly now. I got the whole revealed truth of God. Hey, and I got the author. That's the Holy Ghost living on the inside of me. And he gave us the gifts to the church. Evangelist, pastor, teacher, help us rightly divide it. Put it in its right place to the right people at the right time. Amen. That's right. If you don't find out where you're at in the Bible, you'll be as confused as a termite in a yo-yo. Amen. You won't know which way's up. Amen. And you won't know straight down if you fell out of a tree. I'm telling you, neighbor, this book will help you. Amen. You'll want to follow it. How am I doing right here? If I ain't doing no good, I'm too far into it to back out now. Hey, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and a stranger they will not follow. You will not get a Bible-believing, born-again, Bible-believing, know something about the Bible to follow somebody like Joel Osteen. Hey, you won't get a Bible-believing Baptist, King James Bible, to go off and join the Arrowhead Church, or man, or the Compassion Church. I saw a sign not long ago. That guy ought to sue his brain for non-support. It ain't a working. He said, this is a church for folks that don't like church. You ever heard anything stupid as that? That's plain ignorant. I know that word stupid is not a political correct word. Somebody kind of rebuked me of that. I thought that's my first name for 20 years of my life. My dad, that's all he called me. Hey, I'm telling you, neighbor, we may not know it all, but I'm not boasting here, amen, but you're not going to lead me off with some rubbish. I'm telling you what, I may not do a good job. following the Lord. If we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we'll walk in the light, He's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we're not sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth's not, if we confess our sin, He's faithful and justified. Forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unright. Say we're not sin, we make Him a liar, and His word's not in us. Now, little children, these things I write to you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He's a propitiator for our sin, not for our sins only. Hereby we do know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. I tell you what, you get sin in your life. Amen. You might doubt you're saved if you're not living right. Amen. Somebody told Billy Mitchell one time, he said, "Preacher, I don't feel saved." He said, "Do you read your Bible every day?" No. Do you go to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night when it's not, you're not providentially hindered? No. Amen. He said, "Well, you ain't supposed to feel saved if you're living like that." Amen. God let you feel saved, you never would get right. Hey, isn't that how it is? Amen. I want to follow Him, don't you? Well, this decoy duck, he came. Come on. I've heard the little preacher, "Please come." The preacher never had to wear my screen door out to get me to come. I have got out of the will of God. And I was ashamed to go down there. So I didn't know nothing about the Bible yet. I felt like a hypocrite. I even got to thinking, well, if he was really saved, he wouldn't act like that. But then I couldn't understand why I was so miserable. Because before I got saved, it wasn't that kind of miserable. I hadn't grieved the Holy Ghost before I got saved because I didn't know it. Amen. That's one proof He's in you. Because when you sin, it grieves Him that you, it grieves you that you grieved Him. Sure, I believe that's right. Amen. In other words, you can't get right and not want to live right. Because if you want to live right, if you don't live right, you ain't never got right. And I say this all the time. Because if you ever got right and you ain't right, you won't get right if you ever been right. Ain't that right? Well, sure, that's right. I think that's right. Hallelujah. I want to do better than I'm doing. Don't you? I tell you that this decoy here, you can't feed him. Hey, he can't follow him. He can't fellowship. I was watching, I know you know this, but I saw some while ago. I was a little resting early today, and I saw this these geese, these ducks fly over in a bee form. They always do that. And those lead geese, those geese behind them draft wind. You'll get that in a minute. Not to forsake the assembly of themselves together, as a matter of some is, exhorting one another. Amen. Draft a little wind off each other. I believe that's what it means. Amen. And when those up front get a little tired, they fall back. Somebody moves up. Amen. Somebody moves up. Some of these older saints of God that's been up front a long time. Amen. Amen. I'm not trying to be depressed. I'll be 65 in December. That's not the end of the world, but I can see it from here. Hey. Amen. Isn't that right? That's right. Amen. I don't read the obituary. I'm afraid my name be in there. Amen. My wife will read that thing out loud. And she said, "You know them?" "I don't want to know them." Hey. I mean, you know what I mean? Hey, I can't fellowship. We draft wind off each other. We get strength from one another. They fly in a V form. You know why? A lot of folks ain't got no victory. Amen. Because they won't be faithful to the fellowship. Amen. They just ain't faithful to church. Amen. That's why they don't have no victory. I'm trying. I don't have much time I'm supposed to take, but I promise I'll be done here in a minute. I'm probably already done with some of you. I'm going to finish this outline of what I'm trying to say. I'll tell you something else this duck can't do. He can't flutter because he can't feel the wind. Hallelujah. Jesus told Nicodemus, he said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter in the second time in his mother's womb and be born? Jesus said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. For that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth. Now here's the sound of, but canst tell whence it cometh. The weather goes, so is everyone that's born of the spirit. You ever come in the church service, I just a dragon, I had to make yourself come because you was just doing what was right. The heart wasn't really in it. They get to singing the right song. And next thing you know, something gets to fluttering around on the inside. Hey, man. Next thing you know, instead of dragging, you're up on your feet saying, thank God Almighty for the wind of blowing on me a little bit. Hello, Brother Wells, Sister Wells. That was my That used to be my pastor. I don't want to shame him. Hallelujah. You know why some folks, I don't care what's going on, they just sit there. Don't never even get a little breeze. Don't never shed a tear. Don't never do nothing. There's something wrong. I mean, I've been so backslid before, and I hate to use that word. I know that's an Old Testament phrase, but you know what I mean. I mean, just cold in my heart. I'm just ashamed that I've let myself get in that shape and somebody get a hold. God get on somebody. And the wind get to blowing a little bit. You know, God don't just meet with you just because you've been doing so good. Hey, sometimes He let your feathers flutter a little bit just because He loves you. That's why I let you know, hey, you're not going down too far yet, boy. Come by. Wrap His arms around you. Open up your tear ducts. Put the joy of God. Hey, I like it. Amen. I like it. Hallelujah. I'm glad every now and then I can feel the wind blow. I like the flutter. Amen. Amen. Some folks get excited about these ball teams. Now, my boy used to play ball, and I'd go watch him play ball, and I'd hoot and holler and carry on just like all the other crazy people. Then when he grew out of it, I got to preaching as a sin again. Hallelujah. Amen. But that's about how it is, ain't it? But the matter is, amen. You know why some of them know every ball team's name and every famous player and all the statistics, and they go over there and they play music, and they got people that dance around and call them cheerleaders, and the people, you know what they're doing? They're worshiping. That's worship. Amen. Then when they come to church, they think you're crazy. I really don't care what they think. Amen. I do care what people think in some sense, but I don't care. When the wind gets to blowing, I've been down to well. He said, whosoever drinketh this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh the water I shall give him shall never thirst. For the water I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up. I like to get in on it when it's springing up. I put my sail up. I can't explain how it blows. But I'll tell you, neighbor, I know to cast my sail up and get in on it when it blows. I've been around enough of it. Amen. Amen. Well, he can't flutter because he can't feel the wind blowing. Hey, he can't fly because he ain't got no fuel. Amen. Those 10 virgins, Matthew 25, I may have it under wrong dispensation, but I'm trying to make a point now. So don't try to correct me about it. You'll make me mad. Amen. I cannot stand any kind of constructive criticism. I really don't like criticism at all. Hey, man, just keep it to yourself. Hallelujah. Five wise, five foolish. All dressed alike. All headed in the same direction. All had a lamp. Five of them didn't have no fuel. We're getting ready to leave here. I don't know when. Amen. We're preaching this Sodomites, how it's going to be like the days of Lot. Now that it's happened, we're falling apart. And I hate it now worse than I've ever hated all that field. But lets me know we're getting ready to leave here. Amen. When? I don't know. I really don't know. I'm just telling you, I believe we're somewhere in the vicinity. Amen. And you can believe what you want to. You might be an amillennialist, postmillennialist. You might be a mid-tribber. You might be a panmillennialist. That's a gutless person. They said it all pan out in the end. But when you get to heaven, you're going to be a premillennialist. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what you're going to be. Amen. And you won't want to argue about it as we're flying through there. Amen. That's right. That's our blessed hope. Get out of here. Get out of this sewer. Amen. That's right. That's what we're looking for. For Him to come and change this vile body and giving us a body likened unto the Son of God. Hey, we won't never sin again. Hey, we won't never think bad again. We won't never say the wrong word again. Hey, I'm telling you, neighbor, that's exciting to me. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm winding down. Well, I've said that. Amen. I'm going around this thing here in a minute. If I disappear, amen. Hey, wasn't no trick. Hey,
Hey, they can't fly. Hey, I tell you what, this decoy duck, you ever duck hunted, they'll have no freedom. Because they anchor down. Put a line on them, drop your anchor to the bottom. Amen. If they got no freedom, I got freedom. You say, I know y'all out there think I'm crazy. They don't bother me. I've been set free. 41 years ago, I walked the aisle that morning, this old long-haired hippie, pair of bell-bottom bitches on, patches on, a t-shirt with a peace sign on it, smelling like a brewery. Hey, man, I look like Charles Manson. I didn't understand. I didn't know anything about none of this stuff. I know I was burdened down. I needle touched my arm. I couldn't get loose. But that morning, the Holy Ghost, he turned me loose. You're looking at a free man this day. Amen. Hallelujah. I really don't care how anybody thinks. You say, Brother Epps, you ever serious? Don't you think I'm ever serious? I know folks say, you're too carnal. I said, well, by God, will you pray for me, will you? I'm going to do it now. These folks in this deeper life. You get too deep, next thing you know, you'll be going, pray. That's what happened to some of them. They got so deep. Hey, man, it's waterlogged their brain. That's what's happened to some of them. Hey, man. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, I'm hurrying. I promise. Hey, I was out the park. I hadn't even seen this, read about nothing. But you know what? Decoy ducks' feathers don't never change. A decoy, he ain't changed not one bit. I was out the park. Me and my wife go out there to walk a little bit, and I saw these baby ducks. You know, a duck from birth like water, and a baby duck don't have feathers. He has fur. But he don't have no trouble with the water. He don't have no trouble following his mom and dad. It's built in. After a little while, them baby ducks, after they've been fed right and swam around in the water a little bit, they're not real fuzzy about everything. When I got saved in the church, some believe you can lose it. Some believe it's forever. Amen. And be honest with you, some of them even got caught up in some of this crazy charismatic stuff. And every time somebody, I didn't know, somebody would do some of that stuff, it's like throwing ice water on me. But I was ashamed to think that way because I had such respect because I was so fuzzy about everything. I didn't know nothing. But I do know when somebody come and preach the truth, I sure did like paddling around in the water. Yeah, hey. 41 years ago, that morning I got saved, just a trashy looking, hippie looking something. God saved me that day just like I was. But if I still looked that way today, you'd have every right in your mind to think that I was a lost man that had been deceived. Hey, I may not know as much as you do, but I'm not fuzzy about it. I do know enough. Amen. I sleep good at night. Hallelujah. And then when I struggle, I get me some medication. Amen. Not dope. That's sinners take dope. Saved people take medication. Same stuff. Amen. They call them antidepressants. We call them downers. They call them diet pills. We call it speed. Same stuff. Amen. How am I doing right there? Well, I tell you something else. I tell you something else. I'm about to the last point. I promise I am. I've said that, but I really am. Hey, a decoy duck don't have any faults. Ask him. You think getting drunk's wrong? You think shacking up, living out of wedlock? You think beating your neighbor out of money? Don't never respond. Preach on sin. There's folks in our Baptist churches. I'm not talking about teenagers that's just dumb, brain dead. I'm talking about, I've been in church where a white-headed man and woman been in that church for years. Never they lived together and never did seem like it bothered them to hit on. I had one guy ask me, one lady, her husband was a song leader. This church, I won't mention, way up north.
woman said, "My son's a homosexual. He's saved, but he's a homosexual." This is the truth. And me being such a tender-hearted fella, I said, "Ma'am, there is no possible way." This has been years ago. This wasn't here late. This has been years ago. And she got upset with me. She said, "No, I was there when my son was little. He prayed this prayer. He said these verses in Vacation Bible School. He's even got a pen where he was faithful to Sunday school for a while." But that's crazy, ain't it? I tell you, this is it. This is it. But I tell you what a decoy duck can do. If you're flying high, he can fool you. Because he has a fake call. A fake. Try to get them. It's way up here. That's got the victory. That's enjoying the flight. To get them to look down there and they think that decoy is making that noise. Little old boys on them bicycles that come to your door with Jesus words. "Can I come in and have a Bible study with you?" You certainly cannot. Because I don't want to be a partaker of your evil deeds. I don't bid them Godspeed. I'm not mean and ugly to them. Last one come to my door, Jehovah's Witness. I've seen that guy around for years. I was waiting on him. I just waiting on him. I was one in bad moods. I was tired. I watched that devil go through the neighborhood. That's what the Bible said, they're evil. I told him at the door, I said, you too far gone to hell. But I'll read everything. I caught him on the porch. I said, "I'll read everything in your satchel if you'll read this one little pamphlet." "Oh, no." I said, "You know why? Because you're in bondage. You're forbidden by that bunch of crooks that's got all your money. And you're too dumb to see it." That's exactly what I said. My wife said, "Boy, you was hard on him." I said, "Well, he ought not knock on my door." He wouldn't even touch it. I said, "I'll tell you another thing. This might have been wrong." I said, "I'll even come down there at that hole you call a church if you'll come visit my church one time." "No way." I said, "Because you're in bondage. You're deceived." Yeah. He backed out the door. Amen. Not the door, but backed off my porch. My wife felt sorry for him. I said, "I tell you, he aggravated me. Amen. Hey, I wasn't mean to him, but I wanted to be." Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you girls something. Little girls, teenagers, saved, flying high, taught right, got parents that love you. You ain't careful, some little old devil of a boy. He'll drift in on you. I love you. He'll even join the church because he's such a slick-tongued devil. He'll hang around a while. Convince you that he's real. Then he'll make his move. And by then you've done fell in love with him and you've lost your mind. Because he's not an equal yoke. And your parents trying to warn you. Am I doing okay right here? I know. I'm shutting down here. I shot the wings off that thing right there. But I'm just telling you. Next thing you know, you're pregnant out of wedlock. That snake's went off and wrote your name on some locker wall somewhere, bragging about his trophy. I've got $100 tied up in this sermon. Some of you ought to help me here. This thing ain't cheap, amen. Amen. I'm done, preacher. I don't mean to take that lightly. And TV evangelists, if these folk get offended when you mention my name. That guy wanted $60 million the other day to buy him a jet. Somebody said he got it. You know why? Folks, there's a sucker born every day.
Amen. Aren't you glad you know the truth?
Amen.
I'm finished, preacher.